en effet de time. Mais est-ce qu'on peut les résoudre à base de drive-by? T'es trop jeune mon gars, pose ton gun avant que ne sonne le glas ou bien ne résonne les pas de celui qui va te mettre au pas. Joue pas les champions, non, joue pas les champions. Y'a poids sur homme et surtout personne n'a de sérum contre la mort. Alors prends soin des tiens d'abord. Et si tu pises, mec, je t'assure, ne t'éloigne pas du bord. C'est respecte les gens, pas leur genre. Qu'ils pèsent ou non, qu'ils viennent ou non du tchikar. C'est fini, le temps où, mon gars, tu pouvais tout contrôler tout, t'as changé surtout. Pose ton gun, mec, sinon c'est 10 ans plus la mort d'un homme sur la conscience est pesant. Et puis, si t'as les couilles de tirer, va tirer sur des fourgons blindés. Prends de l'oseille au lieu de jouer avec la vie de famille entière. Fatigué d'aller fleurir les tombes de nos frères tombés sous des rafales de balles.
Hello. You would like to say something? Hello?
You can ask me. Hello.
Hey, okay. So, Parrish, would you go to the microphone?
Okay, I'm in the microphone.
Thanks a lot.
We are in air, right?
Yeah, we are on air. Hey,
good afternoon to all Frankfurt citizens.
Yeah.
And for all the students that are here and we met in the last night, that come from all over Europe and the world. I'm Paris One from Portugal, Lisbon. I'm here with Mr. Del of Portugal.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Hey.
So we are a collective. We call ourselves Armuyama. It means walking together. And we came to Frankfurt to do this nice graffiti project. And we were invited by Felicia. How are you, Felicia?
Yeah, fine. So the idea to have you on the radio was really to ask you some questions. For example, what I haven't asked before is, could you remember the time when you started to think about painting? When did it become interesting for you?
In my case, it starts in 99. And it's a lot of years right now, but when I began, I was not really thinking about graffiti. I didn't even know what graffiti was at the time. But with the time go passing by, I started to understand what is graffiti. Start to see most things in the streets, more names, more walls, and start to traveling. And now it's part of my life. Mr. Darrow, when you start?
Well, me, I actually started drawing and painting since a really young kid. I mean, 3-4 years old, I was already scrabbling in papers.
Okay.
But while growing up, I never got really interested in acrylic or oil painting. I don't know why. So it was usually only a pen and sheets of paper. And when I was 15, 12 years ago, I found graffiti through a video clip, a music video clip in a television, and it was like really different from everything that I've seen so far. So like the dimensions, the fact that it's free, the fact that it's on the streets and everybody can see it. Mm. I mean, you don't have to go to a gallery and pay to see the art. So I was amazed by it. And I started to doing research to know more about what was graffiti at the time. And then I just started, and I'm being active since then.
Mm. So, but what do you think what has changed in relation to what graffiti is now? What would you say has changed from your perspective and your experience? So, I mean, since you are doing it,
like in Portugal, where we live, it was like a slow process, but nowadays it's more easy to paint. We have jobs, for example, to do, which 10 or 15 years ago would be unimaginable. This is actually what's happening in the whole world. I mean, graffiti started in trains, started only illegal, and it's getting more and more and more accepted. And it's getting into galleries, into museums. So nowadays, and to me, it's like the most powerful art expression of the moment. Mm. So you can see it almost in every city of the world. You can see it nowadays in museums, in galleries. So it's like the process and the growth was amazing during the last years.
I think that with graffiti in the last, 10 years, starts to be more mainstream. In the late 80s, you can see in the MTV, MTV Raps show, for example, you see some of graffiti, but nothing mainstream. And for now, you can go to a ladies store and see some of the designs are inspired in graffiti. A lot of city halls are working with graffiti right now. And I think it's a good thing to have the young generation looking for art in another perspective. And we are from the streets, we born in the streets, we are in the streets every time, so they connect somehow to this. And maybe when they start to realize what is graffiti, what is art, they can start to go to the museums, to the galleries, and start to see art in another form or in another way.
Yeah, that's right. The technical aspect, so in the way how you are painting, is also maybe interesting, because it has also a lot to do with the specific movement of doing something. So how does it come then that you develop a specific expression on a wall? How would you say, is it by walking around and...
Yeah, basically, what is interesting is you don't learn graffiti in school, obviously. So when you have when you are struggling, imagine to do a certain detail in a wall, you have to find your own way, because no one teaches you. So you have to find your own way to do it.
Yeah.
Like if I want a really thin line, I have to understand by myself how I will achieve it, and this makes you to develop your own technique. So with a lot of years of graffiti, of course you have millions of styles, and of course my style can be similar to anyone in the world, but I have my own techniques that I developed alone by myself. So
you don't have a school. It's not a school. Yeah. You don't enter to a school to learn graffiti. You can have in our days workshops, of course, and we give some of workshops, but you don't have so many rules inside graffiti, and even if you have some of the rules, you can break these rules. And this is what I think that is beautiful about graffiti. It's not having rules. You can be freedom while you are painting.
Yeah, there's no boundaries. You know, there's nothing that people say to you like, you have to do it this way, otherwise you will not be famous or you'll not be successful. No, it's your own way. You can do whatever you want, you know. It's like, usually when you enter into the art world that we all know, you have specific things that you should follow for people to accept and to buy your work. In graffiti, we don't, you know, and that's the amazing thing. It's the same about, we paint on a street and we paint for ourselves. though everybody can see it, but we still paint for us. Every time I go out to the street, of course, I think about what people will think because I'm doing an intervention in a public space, you know, but I paint for myself. You know, so it's really special graffiti because you do whatever you want. You don't have like an art critic saying, listen, if you want to sell your work here, you have to do this or use these colors or use this because it's more commercial. Yeah, we don't care
freedom.
About it.
It's all about,
you know,
the freedom.
It's total freedom, and that's what art should be.
And having fun, because I think nowadays a lot of artists, they are losing the fun in their jobs. They see it as a job, and this is my job for the last 10 years. And I still have fun, and I hope to have fun in the next 50, 60, 100 years if I'm alive. And it's all about you are being motivated. You wake up motivated to paint, and your work will transmit this in levels of colors, of constructions, of lines, and all of that. And now I'm here with Mr. Dale because we have this nice project. So as I told you guys, it's called Armoyama. And we are combining our two styles together, and I hope that you can see it in the future here in Frankfurt.
Yeah, so you have already done some paintings also at Friedensbrücke or later at EZB,
European
Central Bank. So there are not so many free spaces, free walls in Frankfurt. And if you think about what this kind of painting is really doing with yourself, and that it's really motivating to do a painting, etc., then people in Frankfurt could not understand that it's not allowed to do it in Frankfurt in a specific way. So schools could be more open, possibly, that really kids can express.
Yeah.
It was real strange for us when we got to Frankfurt. to don't see so many legal walls here, and I think that you writers that are at home, you have to start working on that. Don't sit in the couch waiting for someone to legalize a wall for you. Just go talk with the council, talk with the people, talk with private companies. Of course, in 10 you can ask for 10 times and maybe 2% will say yes, but okay, it's two walls instead of zero, and it starts like that. We have a very good example for now in concerning the European movement. In Lisbon, for example, I'm working with the Lisbon Council, and in the last 2 years, we have more 17 walls in Lisbon with new work. And it's all about the will of having your own walls to paint. So even if you are from Frankfurt, if you go to Lisbon, you will find yourself a wall to paint freedom without knowing anyone. So, and I think that Frankfurt have to start to have more 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 walls for this. And you have a great graffiti shop here.
Yeah, exactly.
From a friend of us, Mario. And he's very well connected. Go to the store, try to work with him, for example. I know that near here we were in Mainz some days ago, and we were with Kentu. And in Mainz, it's incredible because it's a smaller city than Frankfurt, and you can see that the graffiti scene is bigger, and they have more walls, and it's a smaller city. So let's start to change a little bit the Frankfurt vision. And it can be good for all, for artists, for people that are passing by, because for us it was a big contrast to see the big buildings and the old buildings, the beautiful old buildings and the new buildings. And somehow, let's not leave that the concrete will eat your city, okay? So having some art, having something to look more further, you know?
You know, like, it might sound suspicious that we are saying this because we are artists. We want to see graffiti on the streets, we want space to paint. But if you want to look on the other side, even politically, let's say, nowadays it's cool for the city council to realize that it's important to have graffiti on the streets. It's important to have legal walls for artists to paint for two reasons, because it will balance the vandalism or the things that they want like to see, you know, because if you have, like, if you give artists spaces to paint, you know, they some of them don't need to do it illegally. Some of them don't need to bomb. Some of them don't need to tag. So you find a balance. You start to see art instead of vandalism. You know, and also, and this might sound strange, but it actually happens. I mean, there's a lot of cities in the world where people go just to take pictures and just to, you know, for example, London. A lot of people travel to London nowadays to take Banksy's pieces, photos.
Yeah, in Bristol.
So even in tourism, it's important to have graffiti on the street. It's part of the culture. You know, people walk on the street and they see culture from the local artists. So it's really important. And you know, like every time, everywhere we go, we are painting on the street and we have kids from 8 years old talking to us, exactly. People with 18, 19 years old taking pictures with us and saying like, thank you for being painting our city. You know, you're putting our city more beautiful. So if the public enjoys this, why doesn't the city council realize that it is really important?
Yeah, because the city council work for the people.
Yeah,
and sometimes
exactly.
Politicals forget that they have to work for the people, to be part of the people. And all together we can get a good way to walk all together. And Armoyama represents this, walking together. Let's walk together for what we love.
Hmm. And the thing is, why do you have to walk from, imagine, your house to a train station? And while you're walking, you have gray concrete walls that say nothing to you. So probably you will be thinking while walking in your problems, in your family, in something you have to pay. And maybe if in the way to the train station you see a beautiful wall with a good message, you know, it will change your day. Like, why am I thinking bad stuff? Look at this. I mean, it's inspiring, you know, and it really interacts with people. It changes people's lives.
Yeah.
So it's important to have it on the street.
Yeah.
One of our goals is to make people smile.
Yeah.
To have people smiling. It's the best
reward
that we can have in a wall, more than even words. Looking back when we are painting and see different generations smiling to the work, it's very good. This is the best reward that we can give.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And it's better than seeing always bad advertisements, billboards,
exactly.
Really bad food and always the same
and
stuff.
That brings another question, like, do I have to have money to intervene on a public space? I mean, it's acceptable to see like huge outdoors promoting a brand.
Mm.
Why? Why people don't say, why is that?
Outdoor near my house, for example.
Because, you know,
it
involves money.
Yeah.
You know, a brand pays to be there. So it's not strange to people. But if I paint the same spot, you know, it's like, why is graffiti there? You know, so people don't realize, like, they have all this consumption around them, like saying buy this, buy that, promotion here,
sales here.
You know, and art should be there.
Yeah, and people are changing their way of life now a lot. So there's a young generation, they are not interested anymore in cars. They are not interested anymore in buying a house, or they are not interested anymore in buying bad food.
Yeah, yeah,
or
exactly,
meat,
exactly.
Or whatever. So there's changing a lot. So
yeah, they're changing, but...
not really a need.
But they don't change the black points. And the black points are... In terms of marketing, for example, okay, you can be part of a young generation right now. You can be a vegan, for example. You talk about not buying meat. You can be be living in a squat, for example, and have this crazy life, all parties all the day, and blah blah blah. But the marketing knows that one day you will change your life. You will meet, if you're a boy, a beautiful girl. Maybe you will have a son. Maybe you will have to get responsibilities. Maybe you will have to have a job of 8 hours. And in the end, you have the it's like a frustration life, like everyone have. And they know that. This is why when they are doing marketing, they are not doing marketing for the young kids in cases of cars, of BMW and Mercedes.
Mm.
They are making... for a generation of late 40s, 50s, and this are the market. But
okay.
They don't ask you. They don't ask you if you want this publicity near to your home. Okay, this is why I don't understand when some people come to us, and it happens. Like 100 people, maybe two, come to us, why you are painting here? Why would? And I ask, look, you have a billboard making advertisement to a company of mobiles that maybe is not your mobile anyway, okay, in front of or your of your window, and you are caring about a wall that is 100 meters from your house. So I cannot get it. People are very frustrated. So this is why I like to put people smiling and have a different day.
Yeah. Hey, should we play some music?
Yeah, of course.
What is it? What have you heard before?
Oh, low bearing.
What?
What happened? I think he... No.
It says goodbye.
Yeah? Parrish, come back.
Ah, batteries.
So yeah, support always graffiti in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Because Frankfurt is somehow, I mean, it has some nice buildings, but the concepts of traffic and of architecture are really stupid. In a specific way. It's so dangerous now to walk and to drive in this city because of a really wrong politic and in traffic, etc. But how do you think, what is it here in Frankfurt, your experience right now?
In general?
Yeah, maybe in general.
Yeah, we are enjoying it. I mean, it's hugely... well-organized country, in my point of view. Nice people, although the only thing that we don't really like that much is the weather, but it's not your fault. And because we come from a country where, you know, it's like summer half of the year. But apart from that, it's been a great experience. I mean, really. We're having a lot of fun, meeting good people, you know, enjoying painting graffiti, so...
Mm.
It's like the best that we can get.
All right.
One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see. Unbelievable.
All right. I stop. Hey, that was a nice song.
Yeah.
No, it's about it's about how we are controlled in all aspects in the world. It's about that. It's Vini Pass. It's very good.
Yeah, this idea, also that we are controlled, this is something that you feel always when you want to do graffiti somewhere.
when I was younger, more because I started doing illegal graffiti, as every kid, and this is how this. I try to change this over the years, and maybe all these projects that I have in Lisbon right now, it's about this. It's about a young kid with 16 years old that was trying walls to get walls and really don't have projects to show to people because it's the first graffiti that this kid is doing. And people just say no, no, no. And in the end, you have to start to go there illegally. And going in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, go to the train tracks with 16 years old. And if I look back now, it's very dangerous. So, and no one to help you. So now with 28 and starting last year with Lisbon Council, we have this project that's called GAU. It's
GAU.
Yeah, it's gallery, urban art gallery. Mm-hmm. And we started doing some, we started to put, to bring the galleries for the streets. Outside for the streets, so people don't have to go inside of a building to see some show. Okay, they can walk in the street and they have like big canvas, and there you can see the work of the new generation, old generation, and so on. So we start to legalize walls for young kids to start to painting. So this was a way to reduce the criminality, so the illegal graffiti. Because if you saw a kid with 16 years old, like I was giving, I was saying to you, a kid with 16 years old, he don't have so much money. He brings some money for the school and that's it. And sometimes he don't spend the money in the lunch and he will save for the cans. And if this kid have a choice, have the possibility to choose between a legal wall and a legal wall, you will paint the legal wall. And maybe you will not have more money to paint the illegal one. So you have to choose, and you go to the safe one. So somehow you reduce the criminality in Lisbon. And of course, it's a utopia to think that, yeah, we can stop illegal graffiti. I don't want to stop illegal graffiti. This is the truth. But to reduce, because one thing is to have illegal graffiti in old houses, abandoned houses, old factories. I don't see nothing wrong on that. It's abandoned. It's abandoned place. But to see in some new buildings and blah, 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 it's not good. And people before in Lisbon, because people now, if you go to talk with a person with 14 years old or 60, they know what is graffiti. And 5 years ago, 5 years ago, if you ask, and if you see, a club name on the streets, they will say that it's graffiti, and it's not. Or a political phrase on the wall is not graffiti. Graffiti is another story. So we try to do some stuff in Lisbon. We have a route, we call it a route, when people can go online, put their names up. We will say you the days, there are 3 days. So you can go in a car because we have a partnership with a brand of cars. They give us 2 cars, I paint one of them. So people can enter in the car, have graffiti artists riding the car and doing a tour for our walls and explaining you what is the work, who is the artist. So it's 1 hour and a half tours. And it's something new. It's something new in Europe, in the world, I think. So we are a graffiti-friendly city. And it was so strange for Italian government, France government. And I have been part of a European project. And I was talking in the Italian government with the Minister of Culture of Italy. And it was
thinking, this is crazy, how our city, our capital of a country can be graffiti friendly. And it's nothing better than show to people through videos or photos. And he saw it and he was fascinated. And now the south of Italy starts to doing a similar project that we are doing too. We have in France, Toulouse is doing the same. And it's like an octopus. We are starting to spread. And here with Felicia, I talk already with her. We want to maybe to bring here the same project. Why not?
Yeah.
But you know,
that's neat.
Just to give a quick and like simple example. I live 300 kilometers away from Paris. Paris lives in Lisbon. I live in Porto, the second, pardon, the second biggest city in Portugal. And it's completely the opposite. I mean, it can be a little bit similar to Frankfurt. This means, like, at least our mayor is a really stupid guy, so he just don't cares about culture in general. So we don't have one single space in the whole city to paint. So what does this represent? This year, I've painted much more in foreign cities than in my own city. So in my, like, I've been in Greece, I've been in France, I've been in Spain, Germany, Holland. So my question is, who's missing? Who's losing? I'm not, because I'm traveling a lot, you know, and I'm painting everywhere in the world. So who's losing? Is me or is the city?
Of course.
No, like, you have a Portuguese artist that fortunately is being seeing his work recognized in like through the world, you know. If I'm invited to paint in Athens in the center and to do a big walls there and big projects there, and I go to Paris and do the same thing, so who's losing? You know, I'm not losing because I'm traveling, I'm having fun, I'm doing projects all over the world, and my work can be seen. Like, if I do something in Paris, you know, like, thousands of blogs will publish it. So, you know,
yeah,
it's the city who's losing. It's Porto, you know.
Yeah,
of course.
So that's the question. Like, if Frankfurt wants to think about this, you know, if they have local writers that are being invited to paint all over the world, who's missing? Is Frankfurt or is the artist?
Yeah, definitive.
Yeah.
And the German scene in levels of graffiti, it's very strong.
Yeah.
I think that you guys don't have the notion of this. For example, for us Portuguese, we put the graffiti, the German graffiti, in the top one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The top one for us. And when I talk with German writers, they don't have this idea. They think, okay, we are normal writers. No, you guys have very good writers.
Yes, in some of the best artists in the world.
In the world,
actually.
In the world, yeah. And
yeah,
I think that people, because the laws here are more strictly about graffiti, and you have graffiti graffiti squads here, and all of that, people have afraid to show what they do, and they don't have the idea of famous that they can really be, and how inspiring people in other countries. Like us, because graffiti starts here 20 years before it starts in Portugal, for example.
Yeah.
So I was talking another day with Cantu, and we were saying this to Cantu. You don't have idea how we, because at the time we don't have so much internet connections and all that, and we have to go to some places to have print papers in black and white of these pieces to inspire us, and it's, for him, it's crazy to know that, you know. So I think that this kind of artists have to be, to start to be recognized in their own country, in Germany, because they are recognizing all over the world. You see, Cantu goes now to Dubai, he traveled all over the world. And I don't see a piece of Cantu in Frankfurt. It's incredible. A guy is invited to go to Dubai and don't have a piece in Frankfurt. And he's from Mainz. He's living next to Frankfurt.
Yeah. And it's really good, but you also did together.
Yeah.
So there's really something missing, that we can't see these things here in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But let's struggle and try to do something different here.
Yeah, so if you go to the places where you already did something, I mean, this is at Friedensbrücke with Kent together, or in Mainz at a place under under things.
I don't remember the name, but it was a cool place.
Yeah.
I don't remember the place, but it's cool.
Der Knieseide?
I don't remember. It's a cool place. Don't go there, it's so good.
Don't go there.
Don't go there because it's
Maybe
cool.
You have a blog where people can see.
I have my own page. There is Paris.
P-A-R-I-Z. Z.
Z, yeah.
Okay. Dio. Mr. Dio.
I don't know.
It's Paris1.com. You just go to Google and put Paris with a Z. Dot com, and you will find me. And Mr. Dio.
And me, it's mrdheo.com. So mrdheo.com.
Okay.
And you can find everything there.
Yeah. And the idea.
And if you are girls, can go to Facebook. And
I'm kidding. Joking.
I'm a father. But you can go anyway.
Okay. the idea. I was in Portugal and I saw that in Lisbon and in Cascais it's different how the politics are dealing with graffiti. That's why I thought it's interesting to bring you here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And right now it's really such a different way. I mean, it was still unclear if we can do something at the school. And there are so many walls in schools that could be used. And
exactly.
And if you see now the pavilion that you did paint, it's such a different character now of what you can see in this park in Seilerstraße.
And you know, a lot of people talked with us while we were painting there in the park.
So there was really a need somehow to see it.
Yeah, the feedback was incredible.
I mean, the feedback was great, actually. So
and it's great.
People like it. Why? I mean, you know. People like it.
Yeah.
If we are painting on the street, people like it. You go to, like, every city in the world, you're painting, you're doing a good piece on the street, and everyone likes it. In France, I had almost 200 people behind me that were stopping, like a live act performance on the street, you know.
Yeah,
and people
for
stay
free.
There. And even wanted to give me money. I was, no, I don't want money. I'm doing just art for you, you know. So if people like it, why don't we have a legal wall in the city to paint?
It's true.
Yeah.
And it's funny here, you invited us for the school. Because where you were in Portugal, Carcavelos, near Carcavelos, you have near Cascais, you have Carcavelos City, okay?
Yeah.
That it's near the beach, and the first legal wall in Portugal was in Carcavelos, and it was a school wall, okay?
Mm.
And this principle of this wall legalized this wall for the first writers, okay? We are talking about 25 years ago, and this guy, this principle. Was principal of this school for 30 years. Okay. So now, so this was the first wall, always being painting in all these years. And last year is a funny story because last year this principal goes retired. Okay, he has retired, and the new principal come to the school and said that the walls have to be blank, white. Okay. Painted white. So you have kids in this school that are sons of friends or even people that start doing graffiti there. And it was a massive protest in the school because the kids want the graffiti back outside the school. Okay. And this old principal went to the school and they have this major meeting saying, look, you cannot take graffiti from the school because this is like the Mecca of graffiti in Lisbon,
in
Portugal.
It's part of the history, you know.
It's part of the history. It's like you taking some part of the history, of cultural history of the city out. So the white walls last for 3 days, I think. And now it's painted again with the first names of graffiti in Portugal. And I'm glad because before I came here, I painted there again. So it was cool.
Yeah, that could be also possible here, that school kids can ask for more walls because there are so many young kids really doing it, but illegal, and then they are really in trouble. And if you think about, also, if you have to do a legal wall, you have to think so many things about how to prepare the wall that you can do a painting somehow. That is a specific technique. So if someone
can
wants to do
out.
A legal wall,
of course,
it's really it's so all the power is then really like put into one direction to make a wall, and that's I think is really a good direction for kids. Also
no, very good.
You
see, I give you the example of my mother to have to go to the police station to pick me up. 17, 18 years old, until 18 years old, to pick me up in the station and saying, but my mother is a psychologist, so in somehow she was saying, okay, he's just trying to express himself and blah, blah, blah. But another mother, so friends of mine were like, I have a trouble kid at home and all that. But now I see in graffiti shops in Lisbon mothers that come with kids with 13 years old and very proud saying, my son wants to do graffiti.
Yeah.
I see graffiti in Facebook. I see beautiful walls in Facebook. I want my kids to be artists. And now, before the questions were, why you do graffiti? Why you do this? Why you do that? And now the question is, where you learn graffiti? What school do you wear? Where can I learn graffiti? What? Changed so much in the last 10 years, so much. And I hope that will change more.
Yeah.
And another important thing, like as we told you, and of course we started doing illegal graffiti. We painted trains. It's really a normal thing in graffiti. You have to start that way because like you don't have walls to paint.
Yeah.
So in my case, for example, when I was 15, I spent the night in a police station, and I actually went to court, right? To be judged like a criminal. So when you think about this, like, is it fair for a 15 young guy who doesn't do drugs, who is responsible, who is in school with good grades, because he's trying to do art, he has to be in the same judgment room as criminals? And this, if you think like in another perspective, can really change a kid's life. You know, when you're 15, 16, 17, I mean, like every love is really touching you and you change as a person. It's really dramatic. So if you go to a situation like this, it can be really very dramatic. You know, and it can change the way you are. It can change the life of a kid. So if you're 15 and you want to do graffiti and you have a wall to paint, you will not pass through all this. You know, you will not have the experience of being arrested, of being beaten by the police, just because you try to do art. No, so it's even in that perspective, it's really important to give youngers, you know, space for them to express themselves.
Yeah, you
know? Express yourself through music, through art, through lyrics. It doesn't matter. Just express yourself.
Yeah.
Get up from your couch. Get up from your chair. Get up from the Facebook.
I mean, we live
just
in a world.
Just go outside and express yourself.
Yeah. If you think we live in a world totally formatted, you know, like people go to work at 9, they work like machines, you know, they have half an hour, 1 hour to lunch, and they at 6 they go home, they don't have time to their families, and it's like a cycle. People nowadays are like machines. So when you have creative people, you know, whether it's in music, whether it's in theater, painting, you know, you really need to give them value, you know, to compensate that machinery that we are turning into in the last years. You know, so if you have good talents in our city, in every area, just give them opportunity to show their work and support them, because we really need creativity in the world, you know. Otherwise, we will completely be a machine in a cycle, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then there will be another way of resistance coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe. Vandalism again. So, do we have another song?
Now we're gonna put a song of a Portuguese rapper. You will not understand the lyric, of course, but I want to show this guy because it was one of the first MCs that we have in Portugal, and he really starts as doing graffiti and doing breakdance. So I want to show him. I think it will be cool. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just feel the rhythm.
All right.
The name is Shag and the song is Ego Tripping.
Faz uma vida para esquecer. Tu parece que estás triste. Vê-se uma beca no rosto. Eu sou o Chego, ouviste o rapper. Tu nunca foste. Eu não sou mais do que tu. Nem que ninguém já disse. Mas ri melhor do que tu, boy. Não te metas nisso. Na brincadeira és eira. Eu fico em parte a ver-vos sem brincadeira. Não queiras fazer parte que eu escrevo. Tu não tens eira nem beira. Eu desta arte percebo. Eu deixo eiras à beira de um ataque de nervos. Se tu só dás aquilo, bem longe daquilo que eu espero. Tu querias ter o meu estilo, porque eu tenho um estilo que quer, então treina a vila. Ou temem vê-lo no alto. Eu sou o Michael Steel, queime cabelos no pau. Tu não és bêbado, não tivas. Beberam só Coca-Cola. Tu não tens peso nem fibra. Sempre bateram na escola. E tu estás preso, não vibras. Tipo prenderam com cola. E tu estás teso, sem libras. Euros, pesos e dólares. Queixa a cabeça de cartaz. Mas no fundo no hip-hop estás atrasado, rapaz. Já deu o segundo toque. Queres ir em frente, ser capaz. Neste mundo só que aqui só andas para trás. Tipo moonwalk. Eu espero que todo o boy ande, sejas desconhecido, famoso ou boys band. Já sabes, eu estou de volta e se tu queres brilhar à grande, boy vai dar uma volta ao brilhar grande. Hoje muitos conhecem o fim, antes de chegar a meio. Querem alcançar os fins sem olharem a meios. Pouco me interessa o teu meio. Se o teu rap veio fedido, eu dou-te prop. Se não veio é porque andas meio perdido. Queres aceder à fama, ficas a sonhar com ela. Queres acender a chama, ficas a segurar na vela. Andas-te a fazer a damas para te aproveitares delas. Boys, vamos fazer a cama para te deitares nela. Eu não compito com pitas, eu tenho um pacto com putas. Eu não componho com putos, eu sou compacto tipo disso. Mas não competes com os pitos, estão aflitos no palco. E estão no rap como as pitas com o pito aos chalos. Sou do tempo dos b-boys e dos toques supersónicos. No vosso tempo, boys, só vendem toques polifónicos. Outros estão fora do tempo, tipo só fazem a cópia. Usam o rap só para mensagens, eu uso o Nokia. Tô contigo a mesma escada e obstáculos que se erguem. Tô contigo na mesma estrada onde muitos de facto se perdem. Se não seguires a tua cabeça e os teus passos me seguem, é bom que não te esqueças que os meus sapatos não te servem. Anda comigo, boy. Mas os meus sapatos não te servem.
Não te servem, boy.
Fala bem, boy. Os meus sapatos não te servem, boy. Os meus sapatos não te servem, boy.
Walk with me, dear Lord, walk with me.
Yeah. Voila. So we are back.
Again.
Yeah, Mr. Dayall and Pardish. Yeah, it's really good that you're in Frankfurt. So today you will do something at the European Central Bank. There is a free wall right now, and this is Send More Free. Yeah, you had been to a club yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
We went there. Sorry. Yeah, we're going to start the wall today there. It's late, we know. We're going to start and maybe finish tomorrow if the weather helps us, if not, in Sunday. So if you guys want, just pass by there.
Mm.
And you can see us painting.
Yeah, it's on the back side of the construction, so very close to the river.
The central bank, right?
I think you see red walls and you won't miss it.
Yeah.
And there's still some other walls where I'm deliberating with people, and somehow I think we should test some more walls to see what is happening, if there's something happening. Mm-hmm. For example.
Of course.
I think I like this kind of experimental situation, probably also in this public space. And maybe someone said yesterday to me that in Frankfurt, graffiti was in the 90s so strong, and they did so many illegal graffiti. That's why the politics became really resistant.
Yeah, of course, if you don't give walls, people will do anyway. Anyway.
That's why they are still so against graffiti in Frankfurt. But the time has changed.
Anyway,
that's the problem.
It's very difficult to catch a graffiti writer. Very difficult, because it's not like back in the 80s that you can see, it's the guys that have big pants or big sweater or big cap and all that. Now you can see a guy that seems a geek to you. Maybe he's climbing rooftops and doing big pieces and destruction of all city. So you cannot really say that this person, that person, or another person. And you have to catch people in live action. And you never know. A graffiti writer can paint at 6 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, or in the middle of the night. So it's very difficult to catch. So if graffiti writers come to you and say, can we please paint this wall? And it's for free. It's not like if a gallery artist come to you and say, can I give you a canvas? You will say yes, of course, because I know that it's worth money. And the graffiti writer is saying, okay, I will paint for free for you. Okay? But if you say no, look, in a couple of hours, he will stay there, he will paint.
He will paint anyway.
Anyway, with or without your approval. Mm. So, is correct? No, it's not correct. But you cannot really say we're going to stop graffiti. No, you will not stop graffiti. You will make that one artist that can be in front of the wall for 9 or 10 hours, free for you. He will go there for 15 minutes because of the police cars, okay? And so then, in 15 minutes, will be ugly stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you will see things that you really don't understand. It's two colors pieces, and you will say, it's ugly. Yeah, but maybe this guy come to you before and said, okay, I will paint it for free, and I will stay 10 hours doing a beautiful face, for example.
Yeah.
And you make me go there and make an ugly thing, but just to say, I was there.
Mm.
And it's part of the game saying, I was there.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. So, but what is with the graffiti writers who have no talent? They really don't have talent. What is that going on?
It's the same with music. There are a lot of musicians that who don't have talent.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same everywhere. I mean,
okay.
you can follow every area in your life. If you don't have talent, you don't go up there.
But it's like art.
You know, it's, yeah.
In art, you can say, for me, a person that maybe have huge talent for me, it's nothing, and vice versa. But the thing is, when a graffiti writer is young and he's starting, you cannot say if he has talent or not. Maybe with 4 years of graffiti, 5 years of graffiti, he's starting to see if he has talent or not, and he's a good artist or not. I give you the best example that I can give. I was a very bad student in classes. We have the art classes in the middle of classes, okay? Because I don't went to any art university, okay? I don't want to go and to be another cheap falling teachers things or someone to say me how I have to paint, okay? And I have very bad notes regarding in my art class. So in Portugal it functioned from 1 to 5 and I have 2.
Mm.
Always 2. Why? Because if a teacher say to me, okay, you have to do this box like this and put that and that and that, you are not giving freedom, and I will do anyway this box in my way, okay?
Yeah.
And now, and it's funny because 2 years ago I found the same teacher in a restaurant and was with a big pleasure. Maybe I was a little bit arrogant, okay? But it's, I say sorry, but it was so good for me to come there and to say, hi teacher, you remember me? How are you going? And this teacher is in the same school, giving classes in the same school.
Mm.
And for me, and sorry to the art teachers, you are frustrated artists. And
oh God.
I come to her and I said, look, I just traveled to Japan, China, all Europe, almost all big countries in the globe, and you still are a teacher. And I start laughing and I said, goodbye, have a nice dinner.
Yeah. So I think I found on your MP3 a good song, because we are more or less at the end of the show.
Okay.
It's Continuação. Continuação.
Continuação. It's like
yeah.
It's like continuation.
Genau. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that was really good to have you here in Frankfurt.
Okay.
To give here in Frankfurt
our
another
pleasure.
Okay,
view.
It was a pleasure.
On graffiti.
Big thanks to Felicia.
Yeah,
and
thank
for,
you.
And
yeah,
for the
yeah.
project.
Parish and Mr. Deo.
And big
thank
up to Ken, Ken too and Kent.
Yeah.
Respect.
Genau. And yeah, genau. And tomorrow and the weekend over, we put some different walls also at the school, Seilerstraße 36. And there you can see also this exhibition, Slowing Down the Light.
Yeah, true.
The
yeah, yeah,
secret
yeah.
exhibition,
secret
the
exhibition.
Secret
yeah, yeah.
works forever.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be there.
So go there and have fun and enjoy
yeah,
the art.
Yeah, and look at Secret
yeah.
works forever.
Yeah.
So.
New Zealand
yeah.
artists, you have to see it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Ciao.
Beach vai em beach vão e eu de cara trancado. O teu esforço será em vão, ninguém me para trancado. O meu caminho é evolução, sei que o mundo está comigo. E se eu tiver de cair no chão, meio mundo cai comigo. E só me resta dar a mão, quem no fundo está comigo. E tu não faças confusão, nem me confundas contigo. Porque eu provo para mais ver que o que andas a cuspir não bate. E tu só vais vender CDs que foste bolina FNAC. Nobody put me on, I made it up the hard way. Nobody put me on, nobody put me on. Nobody put me on, I made it up the hard way. Fudido, eu digo que tu recuaste. Foste há um ano fudido, ainda não recuperaste. Tu cooperaste sem provas, ninguém te aprova a fala. E reprovaste na prova, não eras à prova de bala. Não és tu nem é ninguém. Vê se tens educação, porque tu nem és ninguém. Tu vês a ascensão, ou vês a queda das estrelas. Cortam-te a respiração, guerra das estrelas. Quando bom rap se produz, tu vês que estamos no caso. É só o guito que te seduz, vês muito mano ao acaso. Tu não vês guito nem luz, só vês os planos a prazo. És como a